Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we are celebrating National Car Care Month.
All right.
So take care of your car.
Take care of your car.
The mechanics are open.
Oh, yeah.
Got to keep the supply chain moving.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about like the detail shops?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? I drive past the car wash that's open. They detail there.
Yeah, Christy got the car washed yesterday.
It's probably.
So the car washes are open.
Right. Well, you can
you get out of the
what
car.
What kind of car wash?
Yeah.
You can drive through at the gas station.
Oh, the car wash is open where they get inside and scrub your dash down?
The one I saw is, yes.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I haven't gone through, but I know where it's at.
That seems unsafe.
It does.
To sneeze on the steering wheel.
Now, I don't know if they're in it or not, but that's the car wash is open that they get inside. I go in there a lot when it's pre-pandemic. Jeez, I got to say that.
Yeah. I think I unknowingly celebrated Car Care Month. I, like a real adult, I drove my car to the shop.
Oh,
I was like,
right,
it needs
right.
fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
normally,
nice.
It's like
you wait.
On a tow truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preemptive.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
The CDC is adding 6 possible new symptoms to its list of COVID-19
indicators. I didn't
indicators.
Even read these because I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I was so bored over the weekend. Car Care. I checked to make sure that all the tires were properly inflated.
Right. Very nice.
Yeah. That is
what
boring.
Was that? Walking around the car and kicking them?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
They look okay.
I have a pump.
Yeah. Oh, so you actually checked it?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The pump thing, the pump unit will tell you.
No, you just walk
right.
around. That looks full to me. That's how I do it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And, I inflated them to the manufacturer's suggested
which
number.
Was what?
You did have some free
it depends time. Upon the, like my vehicle was 35 pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe it was 30 on the Subaru.
Yeah,
okay.
I think most tire makers say eyeballing, it's fine. it looks good.
Well, most of us do it that
way.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
I believe it was 30 on the front tires and 35 on the back on
keep
the Subaru.
It going. Yeah. That's interesting.
It is. He asked, and I want to thoroughly answer.
I wouldn't have noticed that. I look at one tire, and then I just assume that that's what it is for all of them.
Yeah, don't continue, by the way.
No, you need to check the door panel.
Right, check it.
I was like, well, with the tires?
All the information you need is on the driver door panel, or should be.
Right, or should be.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's how we celebrate Car Care Month, by teaching you stuff like that.
Yep. There is a new pepper atop the Scoville scale, the scale of pepper heat.
What was the previous champion? The Carolina Ghost Pepper?
Sure.
No.
Carolina Reaper.
Reaper.
Yeah. Yeah, Reaper.
They're all unnecessary.
Yeah, they are. They're not.
We've reached the point where you just can't eat them.
Well, they're not food. I mean, they're just, yeah, what is it?
It's not food.
No, it's, if you dip it.
It's torture.
This was grown in North Wales.
I mean, it gets to the point where now these really hot peppers, if they make contact with your skin, you'll get a burn.
Well, on that show, they
a significant burn.
There's people that make those ghost pepper.
Ghost peckers.
Yeah, ghost peckers.
That's hilarious.
I like ghost peckers.
Boy, we're just dying over here.
I eat pecker cheese.
I know you do.
Hilarious.
A ghost pecker.
When you misspeak like that.
A ghost pecker could haunt you, by the way.
That was funny.
Did you ever have a ghost pecker haunt you?
Pull me up off the floor on this one.
I was talking about a ghost pecker, by the way. They haunt you sometimes. Yeah. Ooh, it's a ghost pecker.
Didn't Kesha say she had sex with a ghost?
Yes. She did.
Who?
Kesha?
Yep.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, I think she had sex with a lot of people.
Ghost
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he was in line.
Just get it. It's like a phantom bang.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So this new pepper is grown in North Wales by a hobby chili grower named Mike Smith.
Yeah, and these are all made in labs anymore.
Well, this was a hobby chili grower.
Yeah, but they're
in
hybrid,
North
you
Wales,
know,
UK.
That's a lab.
Genetically engineered.
The pepper is called Dragon's Breath.
Hey.
The pepper measures almost 2.5 million on the Scoville scale.
Almost a lawsuit.
By comparison.
Dragon Fire.
There you go. Right.
Mm. By comparison, jalapeno peppers come in on the scale at 5,000. This one is 2.5 million.
It'd be funny if you just put a pepper in your mouth and just ate through your tongue. And like just, right? You go, oh, that's the hottest one ever. Try that one. It just eats away the floor of your tongue and just, that's it. Oh, that was good.
That was good. That's hot.
That was hot.
Habaneros come in at 150,000 on the scale. Keep in mind, the hottest one is now 2.5 million. The Carolina Reaper, formerly the hottest pepper in the world, has a measure of 1.5 million. The new one is 2.5 million.
When you watch the Guy Fieri show, I remember watching that one time, and there was a dude backstage, back in the kitchen, and it was literally a half an eye drop in a huge vat was all they needed to make that ridiculously hot.
That's crazy.
A half an eye drop and a huge vat of some sort of sauce. I mean, I'm thinking, how? That proves to me how hot
that stuff is. One of those shows I was watching, they were making something out of a bunch of these different kind of peppers, and they went outside to cook it because they didn't even want to make it inside.
Right. And then the gas.
Yeah. And then the guys that were making it were wearing breathing masks like they were in a paint shop.
And then somebody eats it.
Yeah. Yep. And then you're going to go and ingest that.
Right.
Somebody ate the Carolina Reaper and said it felt like eating molten lava.
Damn. No thanks.
Yeah. I bet you this guy is dressed up like he's cooking meth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Pepper Lab. You know what else makes a difference, too, is if they're pickled or fresh. Because I've eaten pickled jalapenos. I can handle those. I mean, habanero. But my daughter grew some fresh habaneros, and I chopped a couple up, put them in my eggs, and man, there was some heat.
Bad idea.
Sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
Huh?
What are the little red ones that are in the General Tso's chicken?
A little like Thai peppers?
Yeah, they're kind of like hard. And,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not real hot.
At least, they can be deceptive.
Not compared to these.
Yeah.
All right, once again, jalapeno peppers measure about 5,000 on the scale. 2.5 million for this new pepper. That's the hottest. Pepper spray has a rating of 5.3 million. And pure capsaicin, the substance that gives peppers their spice, the pure, that stuff, is 16 million. On the scale.
Yeah, that's some nasty stuff. They put that in a hot bomb.
Yeah.
And I have some of that, and I have to use gloves to apply it, because if I touch my eyes or my junk after I put the capsaicin rub on.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel it.
Those are the first two things you're going to touch.
Yeah, the hot bomb.
This pepper at 2.5 million on the scale is so hot it can burn the throat of the person ingesting it and cause anaphylactic shock, closing the airwaves. The chili is so potent that when it was displayed at a local show, it had to be kept in a special container.
Man.
The grower himself was only able to touch the pepper to the tip of his tongue and reported that it burned and burned with the intensity of the heat only growing as time went on.
A thousand suns.
Yeah.
Okay, once again, Bush is exactly right. Why are they even doing this now?
What's the use?
Make it an illegal weapon against another country, maybe. But why are we making it as anything to do with food?
Because the oils contained in the pepper are strong enough to numb the skin, Mike Smith plans to develop it for use as an anesthetic alternative for people who are allergic to mainstream anesthetics.
So it just numbs your skin. Okay, so there's a,
okay.
And we'll eat some. And we'll put it on the wings, and Charlie will eat it.
Right. Charlie's like, I'm not a pussy.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a pussy. Yeah,
we'll chop it up and make bear spray.
Right.
What do you say we go back to my place, and I'll show you my spicy, peppy pepperoni.
What'd you say the pepper spray weighed in at?
The pepper spray, $5.3 million.
Which is designed to take down riots.
Right.
And bears.
And bears.
Spray it over a crowd of people.
Yeah. But half of that, mix it into your chili, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. This guy just touched it to his tongue.
I know.
Didn't open it up. Didn't take a bite.
The heat of a thousand suns. Can you imagine, like Todd mentioned, the accidentally getting a any of that near your eyeball? You know.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you'd probably gladly gouge your eye out with a spoon.
I got a red
just to end the pain.
We were making pizza in like junior high school or something like that, and I had a red pepper. I love that on pizza. Still do.
Yes.
But I got one of those stuck in my eye.
Oh.
And just was in there.
Oh.
Until it melted. And that was
ow.
Yeah.
How long did it take it to melt?
I didn't know what it was for a while, and then finally the teacher looked in and saw it, and I said, "What the hell's going on here?" And by then it was starting to melt a little bit. But yeah, one of those, just one of those in your eyeball.
Well, every now and
then that happened. Did you have your head cocked back, just dumping the pepper in your mouth?
You know what happened? I was sixth grade.
Oh.
That's how it happened. That's all you need to say, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Even now, every now and then you'll get one of the little seeds that's in there.
Right.
And it'll like stick to your tongue when you're eating a pizza, and all of a sudden it just lights you up.
That's the hottest part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the hottest sauce at Buffalo Wild Wings.
But they belong in your mouth, not in your eyes.
And I haven't been in a while.
You always say that, ladies.
Is the blazing sauce. And the blazing sauce is ghost peppers, and it's like 300.
Yeah, you like that. I can't eat one of those.
Yeah.
They're hot.
But at least the last time I ate it, it came with a little warning label on the sauce.
Telling you
not to get it on your skin.
I know. But put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But eat it up.
But eat it. Put it in your stomach.
Put it on this chicken tender and eat it up. And I did.
Because you know why? Because you ain't a pussy.
No, I'm not.
At least not in that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is kind of a pussy, but not when it comes to
that. I am, in many ways.
He'll eat
not
spicy
in every
food,
way.
Though.
Yeah. I like spicy, but if it's painful, I just got no use for it.
No, you're right.
There's no point.
There's a fine line. When it should be just painful, you're done. Right.
I want flavor and spice, not just pain.
They've long gone past the point of no return.
And I also don't want milk either. When I'm eating that kind of crap, I want draft beer, and you just drink 1,000 of them. It doesn't work.
It doesn't help.
But you keep drinking them
because
it's great.
No, it's something in the milk that actually
I know, but I don't want milk.
Cools it a little bit.
Right.
Chocolate milk even better.
Well, milk helps to wash away the oils.
Right. And a coating.
Weren't sure of the science behind that.